A group of Haines residents filed a complaint with the borough this week, saying the assembly violated one resident's constitutional rights when they denied her appointment to an advisory committee. On January 10th, Mayor Jan Hill presented a list of appointments to the assembly for confirmation. All were approved except one. Diana Lapham had applied for a seat on the Port and Harbor Advisory Committee. Both the committee and the mayor recommended her for confirmation, but the assembly had reservations.
My reason is that incivility begets incivility.
That's Assemblywoman Heather Lendy. She made a motion to remove Lapham and one other resident, Joe Parnell, from the confirmation list. Lendy said they had made repeated personal attacks toward assembly members, committee members, and members of the public. Assemblymember Margaret Friednauer was also uneasy about Lapham's appointment, but for a different reason.
I do believe that a member of the community that is actively raising funds and advocating to sue or to advocate for potential litigation against the borough cannot serve in the best interest of the borough.
Friednauer was referring to an online fundraising page Lapham created to support former manager Bill Seward's personal and legal expenses. The assembly fired Seward in December, and he is contemplating a wrongful termination lawsuit against the borough. The assembly voted 4-2 to deny Lapham's appointment. Lendy, Friednauer, Ron Jackson, and Tresham Gregg voted in favor. Mike Case and Tom Morfitt were opposed.
It's gut-wrenching to sit there and have your integrity and your honesty being questioned.
That's Lapham. She's a former assembly member, and she plans to run again this year. She says she applied to sit on the Port and Harbor Committee to keep in the loop on borough happenings. Lapham wasn't the only one upset by the assembly's decision. About a week later, resident Don Turner Jr. submitted a citizen complaint to the borough. It accuses the four assembly members who voted against Lapham's appointment of malfeasance. The complaint says the assembly violated Lapham's constitutional rights. Lapham says she was not involved in the complaint and only found out about it after it was turned in to the borough.
I was kind of taken aback, but, you know, this is obviously it is a violation of my constitutional right.
A formal complaint against the borough only needs a signature from one resident, but this complaint has 15 signatures. They include two Port and Harbor Committee members, Turner and Terry Pardee. Turner did not return requests for comment by deadline for this story, but he has expressed his dissatisfaction with the current assembly at public meetings, including the one on January 10th. Turner said he disagreed with the decision to fire former manager Seward, and he called out Lendy and Morfitt by name.
There's two of you I can't respect at all, and there's some that's going downhill. And what you guys did to Mr. Seward was stupid. The lawsuit could cost the borough $500,000 or more. It's my opinion of what was premeditated.
Seward's dismissal is not part of the citizen complaint, but it was mentioned in an email sent to a number of news outlets, politicians, and the state attorney general. The email included the complaint and audio of the assembly meeting. It came from a person using the pseudonym of Francina Haines. Francina Haines is the missionary who the town of Haines was named after. The complaint asks the borough attorney and the Haines Police Department to investigate the alleged violation of constitutional rights. Borough Clerk Julie Causey says the attorney is reviewing the matter. She says in her 14 years with the borough, this is the first time she's seen this type of citizen complaint, accusing the assembly of malfeasance. As for the police department, Chief Heath Scott says he is waiting for direction from the attorney and the manager about whether law enforcement should get involved. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.